My name is Christine Au, and I am the Western and Midwestern Region Campus Fellow for the United Nations Association USA. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Advocates Podcast, a series created by the Campus Fellows where we speak with organizations and activists working towards achieving one or a few of the Sustainable Development Goals. Today, for episode one, we are joined by Audrey Ajakaye, a social entrepreneur and skin positivity activist who happens to also be a high schooler. She joins us to talk about her company and her journey to becoming an advocate. Thank you so much for joining us today, Audrey.
Thank you so much, Christine. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So first things first, Audrey, could you maybe introduce yourself to our audience?
So as you mentioned, my name is Audrey Ajakaye. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm 18 years old. And I have an app called Love My Skin, which I started at 16 years old. And I've just been growing with that and just really developing myself in the skin positivity and skin advocacy space.
That's super cool. And obviously, I got connected with you because of some of your engagements with UNAUSA. And I took a look into your company, into your application, and everything's really cool. And it is especially amazing that you've been able to do it at such a young age. So just getting into some of the questions we have for tonight's discussion or today's discussion, talk to me about Love My Skin. What inspired you to start this company and also to develop this app?
So Love My Skin was really something that I knew from a young age was really needed by a lot of people. And I say that mainly because of my own experiences. So growing up, I had pretty severe eczema that like would be on my arms, on my legs. And that's still something I face today. And back then, I also went to like a predominantly white school, and that was just not as diverse. So I couldn't really relate to my peers as much. And two, I also was facing a lot of insecurities due to the skin disease. And so I just, my mom actually, when I was younger, used to write notes in my like uniform pocket, little affirmations, like you can do it, love yourself the way you are, just little things to keep me going. And like while I was struggling through the day or when I felt sad, I would just pull that out of my pocket and just read it, and it would really reassure me. And so from like kindergarten all the way through like elementary school, she did this, and it just was something that really helped to ground me and help me know that, okay, I have a community that I can rely on. And so I started Love My Skin ultimately to help other people who are facing these same sort of things. So whether you're facing like a skin disease that's making you not as confident, or you just need general positivity about your body and about being in maybe a less diverse space, all of that, I wanted Love My Skin to ultimately be that platform for people all over the world, men, women, kids, everyone, to be able to engage on and grow to love the skin that they're in, because that's one of the things is skin is one of those things that you just can't change, and everyone has it. So it's just finding ways to love it for the way it is, and also connect with other people that may be facing the same sort of skin conditions as you. That way you can know that you're not alone, because I feel like the biggest thing for me was as I was like creating the app is that I realized that you're really not ever alone in anything that you think you're facing. And that was ultimately a big reason why I wanted to start this. It's just to cultivate affirmations and then also like skin disease detection technology, the AI part of it. And then also like a journaling feature, just to be able to like have users journal their thoughts and track their progress with pictures. And then finally, just an area to get resources. So whether that be through podcasts, whether that be through articles or testimonials about certain skin conditions, I wanted users to be able to have a safe space that's not like just the wide Google, you know, which can sometimes be overwhelming for people, to just be able to access some help. So I wanted to basically treat skin conditions in a holistic way, which I had not really seen done. So yes.
Yeah, that's super, that's very, very cool. And I really resonated with what you mentioned about like body positivity. I think like the skin, kind of like what you've mentioned before, it's in some senses underrated. People don't realize, or there hasn't been a lot of conversation about destigmatizing different skin conditions. So the fact that your company and you yourself are really kind of bringing attention to this, I think it's really important. It's really great. And yeah, you're helping a lot of people feel seen. So that kind of brings me to my next question is, why do you think it is important for an application like Love My Skin to be available to the general public? When you were creating this idea, when you were creating this app, who was your target audience? Who did you have in mind?
So I will say that my target audience definitely shifted throughout the process. This app took about, like I said, about 2 years before it was really completed. And that's just because it took so much copious research, and I actually did create 3 different white papers to sort of tie all these different skin diseases and how they impact mental health together. But really, for me, the target audience was eventually in the end was people who don't have access to either mental health treatment or skin disease treatment. So while it is meant for, let's say, like Western cultures to be able to more resonate maybe with the body positivity, skin positivity, affirmation side of things, I did realize a huge gap in the I did realize that there was a huge gap in the treatment sector, especially overseas. My parents are from Nigeria, and so I'm first generation American, but we do visit Nigeria a lot. And I just realized through both research and just from being there and immersing myself in that culture that there's just such a lack of dermatologists in the region. And after research, I realized that there's only 80 dermatologists to the country who has over 200 million residents. And so I realized that most of the population won't either be able to either afford or won't be able to have access just because of transportation or how far it is to these dermatologists. So I wanted to really focus the AI and skin detection side of the app towards them, because I also wanted to make it free for them because I know that money may sometimes be difficult. So just being able to have users take a picture of their skin and within 60 seconds get the top 5 suggestions on what the AI thinks the skin condition is, along with a page that it takes them to see other examples of like pictures of people that have that skin condition, as well as like treatment options that they can do, was something that was super important to me. So really, I realized that like different parts of my app were suited towards different target audiences, but I think that's great because it just allows for me to reach even more people. So basically, I would say more of the skin positivity, body positivity. While it is important everywhere, I feel like it resonates more with Western cultures versus some of the other areas.
Yeah, definitely. That's really interesting. I think it's first of all, very inspiring that you are really thinking about the global audience and in many senses trying to help with accessibility through technology, which is always a great thing, especially when we're talking about, well, the sustainable development goals and I guess just equity and development in general. So I never knew that when it came to your story and your app, and I think that's very, very cool. So when I was looking into your app, I managed to find your website, and I noticed that one of the features of the application is positive affirmation. So you've kind of talked a lot about it up to this point, especially with how it started with your mom's putting little notes in your lunch bag. But why is it that you found it especially important to include these daily affirmations into the application itself?
So through research and through the white papers that I did, I really did find that there's a field called psychodermatology, which is basically the intersection of the mind and the skin and how they are interconnected. And so I found that this is like an ancient Indian practice, but I did find it's becoming more used in like Europe. And after more research, I realized actually that most skin conditions, most of the more common ones, mental health and the actual skin condition do play upon each other. So for example, acne and stress is one that a lot of people think of. And so basically, through research, I found that like when users' mental health is more stable, So for example, if they're more positive, then in result, at times with paired with medication, affirmations can actually help improve and sustain the sustain the improvement of their skin condition. So I really did find that important to not only provide users with technology on to be able to see, oh, what skin condition do I have, but also being able to holistically treat them, you know, which is a less traditional route, but I did find that combination was quite successful. And that's honestly something that helped me. I realized that once I started to become more positive about my skin, my eczema flare-ups were not as much. So, yes.
I never knew that. But I guess it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you mentioned acne, stress. I usually get that when it's exam season, being a student, everything. And I actually have friends who have psoriasis who say that they get flared up when, or they get flare-ups when it's a particularly stressful time. So that's interesting. I never realized that there was that intimate connection. And I guess it reveals once again how important mental health is. So that's awesome. Okay, so moving on a little bit more about yourself. I understand that you're also a National Eczema Association ambassador who works with the U.S. members of Congress. How did you get to that position and how has your experience been so far?
So I guess I'll start with why I joined National Eczema Association, because that's a big part of that story. So basically, I joined National Eczema Association because I wanted to connect deeper with the eczema community. And just really, outside of my family, I don't really know many other people that I could talk to that are facing this disease or that know maybe what kind of medications, stuff like that work. So once I joined that network, I quickly wanted to get more involved, so I became an ambassador with the program. And one cool thing that the National Eczema Association does for their ambassadors is that they provide them with opportunities to speak with U.S. Congress members. So for me, being a constituent of the Houston area, I got to speak with Lizzie Fletcher and people like that who are able to who are able to first hear my story and really resonate with that. But not only that, we were really trying to fight for some legislative rights around medication for eczema. So there are some new medications that we were at the time trying to roll out that would help with accessibility in particular, because what we found through the Eczema Association was that most people who do not have as good of insurance or no insurance are recommended products which don't necessarily work as well, but they won't be given those better products because they know it's outside of their price range or outside of what their insurance can cover. So basically, by being able to talk to Lizzie Fletcher and talk to people in Congress, we were able to fight for some of those rights and help to create some bills that would allow for accessibility just to be easier. So talked to her, I want to say it was September time period of 2021, and her assistant. And from there, they said they were going to bring it to Washington, D.C. And actually it was cool because one of the medications, which is aiming to sort of balance this accessibility problems, was approved about a month or two ago. So it's really exciting to see that, you know, while I'm still young, your voice can actually have a huge impact just on a lot of people in society. And so I'm really thrilled to have that opportunity to be able to connect with people like that, because I feel like in addition to advocacy, you also need to work on the policy side of things if you also want a holistic change.
It sounds like you've had quite a decent kind of level of success when it comes to convincing these people in power of your cause, which I think is obviously something that is worth celebrating, but I'm sure you understand and you know that that's not necessarily a shared experience. So I'm quite curious, have you experienced any difficulties when conversing with representatives, and how have you worked with those challenges?
I would say really the most difficult part is trying to convince them of the value of them bringing this to somewhere like Congress or somewhere in DC. That's the bigger organization. And so one of the things that really helped was connecting with them on a personal level, sharing stories that have happened to me, sharing stories that other people have told me, because I feel like it's one thing to show them statistics, but you can search up statistics a lot of the times. So one of the things you cannot always search up is how maybe this one medication will impact this one person, you know, this one person's story. And so really being able to share stories and connect with them on a personal level, you actually find that a lot of times maybe they don't have the skin condition, but they know someone that has psoriasis, or they know someone that has eczema or something like that. And it really does help for them to say, okay, I have a personal driver in addition to all these statistics, in addition to the millions of people in America suffering from eczema, there is also that personal connection, which I think is really important. And really one of the messages that I try and drive home with Love My Skin is that it's meant to be for you. So that's the why I include the word my in there, is it's for you, made for you. And just being able to connect on that personal level really, I think, helped alleviate a lot of the maybe the doubts that they had.
Yeah, recognizing and I guess realizing that our representatives are human and trying to connect on that human level. Clearly, I mean, it has helped a lot with your cause and convincing them that these are real problems affecting real people that hopefully they can relate to. That's a very interesting approach that I think is underappreciated sometimes. So I guess moving beyond the United States, I understand that your activism work has actually brought you overseas. Last year when you were doing the takeover with us on our Instagram, which by the way, I thoroughly enjoyed watching. I know you actually went to Nigeria to do a workshop as a part of your company. Could you talk to me a little bit more about your experience with that? How was it? Was it different with like educating people in Nigeria versus here in the United States?
Yeah, so definitely. And I appreciate you and USA for giving me that opportunity to share the story, because I feel like it was something that a lot of people maybe would benefit from and a lot of people may have not known. So I guess I'll start with why I chose to go there. So it was really because while I'm from Nigeria, I have grown up here my entire life. And so I really wanted to go back and give back to the community. Like I mentioned, there's such a lack of dermatologists available in the area. And there are so many kids struggling with skin diseases that are being left untreated and developing to the point where they become so severe. And so actually, when I went to Nigeria, I did not go to a part of the country where I was from or familiar with. We actually went to, it's called the River Rhine area. So it's made up of a bunch of cities, but it's basically an area where people live on the water. So they actually build houses in the water and they are held up by stilts. So kind of like beach houses near the coast here, but their houses are actually fully in the lagoon. And so one thing I did notice was just the amount of pollution, both in the air and in the water, in addition to all the trash. And so that does really impact a lot of these kids. So I wanted to be able to help educate them on how to better combat the skin conditions that they may get as a result of the dirty water, or as a result of an over amount of trash in the area. So I basically wanted to take products that they were familiar with that they could access within their community and help them figure out sustainable ways to improve their conditions, along with preaching the Love My Skin ideology, which is to love your skin. And I think that that was something that was really important, because a lot of the kids never knew the importance of really loving yourself for the way they are. I don't think that body positivity is preached enough in that area. And I really feel like bringing that to them was really, really something that I enjoyed. They really resonated with it, and they really did like that. And so really, I would say the main difference between there and here is really just that there's less emphasis on body positivity. which is why I wanted to not only bring science to them, which they were all familiar with, they knew all the questions to my they knew all the answers to my questions. You know, I was quizzing them on what are the layers of the skin, all these things, you know, what is the skin disease? And they knew them and they acknowledged them. But I think bringing that mixed message of, okay, you can understand what it is, you can understand how to treat it, you can understand the science behind it, but again, how can you love your skin while you're going through the skin conditions? Because, for example, a lot of the kids there have eczema, similar to me. And I would show them, hey, I still have eczema right here on my arm. It's not something that can maybe go away in a day or in a week. It's a process that sometimes takes years. And so being able to, while you're struggling through that, how can you love your skin and embrace you for who you are, was something that I think really needed to be shared.
Do you think you'll go back to Nigeria to do similar workshops or maybe potentially try to go to other countries in the world?
Yeah, so I've already expanded to New York. I talked to a school in New York, and I'm actually next week going to be talking to elementary kids in my school, partnered with another skin positivity company in the Houston area. And so through that, I hope to expand within America, but also eventually I do want to expand to other African countries, just because I feel like they would benefit a lot from the access to technology and all of that, but also to that, again, that body positivity ideology. So for right now, I have that plan, but I definitely, in the next couple of years, want to then expand out of Africa into Asia and South America. Actually, my school is a part of Nord Anglia, which is a global company which owns around 60 schools around the world. And so being able to tap into that and being able to take Love My Skin to their schools in South America, to their schools in Asia, to other schools in the North Americas is really important. But I definitely do think as I move into college, my focus will be Africa first and then go from there.
That is super, super exciting. And I am genuinely so excited for your journey. And I'm looking forward to see how you as an activist and you as your company grows. And I think it's so amazing. It's such an important message. And just listening to you talk about your plans and your ambitions right now, so exciting. So I also understand that one of your big goals is to create an International Skin Positivity Day. What does that mean to you and how has that journey been?
So International Skin Positivity Day really is just a day that I want to have created to dedicating to loving your skin for the way it is, flaws and all, good days and bad days. And so actually when I was researching into what are some of the big ways which I can help to preach to the world about skin positivity, I realized that actually there is not a national day for this. And so I wanted to create one to be able to help empower everyone around the world to be able to say, okay, for this day, I'm just going to leave all else out and just focus on me and my skin and loving it. And so that's when I created a petition to the UN to be able to create this day. And so I reached out to people around my school. And then also I was featured on Motivational Mondays on a local news station where I also preached this message to them and explained what National Skin Positivity Day would be and why they should join the cause. And I actually now have over 500 signatories on that petition. And I am now just continuing to gain signatures. And once I get to an amount that is substantial enough, I will then approach the UN to try and get it to try and get them to add it to their national days calendar. So I'm still in the process of that, but I'm really excited because around petitioning for this, I'm really just seeing how many people would benefit from this. All sorts of different people, whether they're young, old. Most people that have talked to me have said that at one time they have not felt the best about their skin, or they have felt like they do need that one day to just really embrace themselves and feel like everyone has something. Let's all acknowledge that we have something that's different or something that we maybe don't like, but this is how we're going to love it. And so if that day is created, Love My Skin would just be able to have a day when people would submit pictures, submit videos, submit testimonials, just submit any kind of form of media that they want to show that they support the day and that they support the cause.
I love that. I love that. I really hope that it becomes a reality, because I definitely have days when I don't love my skin either. So to be able to celebrate that and to see other people be honest about, I guess, accepting their flaws, that's a beautiful message. So you've achieved many things, as we've talked about through this 25-minute session so far. You've achieved many things at a very young age, yet you've still maintained high levels of performance in school, both academically and in extracurriculars. How have you balanced all of your ambitions and commitments as a young people? Because I know, and I relate to kind of the struggle, like life can be really distracting at a young age because the world is your oyster and there's so many things that you might want to do. So how have you stayed focused and in everything that you do, and especially when it comes to being an activist?
So I really feel like the biggest thing that's helped me stay balanced is, one, scheduling, which I know is a lot of people say it, but it really is underrated just how much creating a calendar and creating a schedule will help you. For me, I can sometimes tend to be a person that can jump from idea to idea, but having a structured environment has truly helped me. And in addition to that, it's also knowing what you can't do. Sometimes I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I have all these opportunities jumping out at me, but it's stepping back sometimes and being like, this is what I can handle right now. This is what I will maybe say, can we push it back 2 weeks? And this is what maybe doesn't pertain to my focus. And so for me, being able to establish, hey, what are my key roots? What are my key areas that I want to focus on? And how am I going to grow those? So instead of trying to do a billion different things that don't really relate to one another, I did a lot of things that surrounded around a couple key topics or a couple key things, such as I mentioned, skin positivity. And so from there, I was really able to grow roots and stability within those areas and really grow to love just all the people you meet and all the things that you do. And when you do have sort of like an anchor, it really does allow you to, one, maintain focus, but also two, just really be happy in what you're doing. And I feel like that's one of the things that I wanted to do in my life, was just choose an area that I really would be just happy doing forever. So like, for example, Love My Skin, there are some days where I could work until 3 a.m., but I don't feel tired, you know, because I really do love it that much. And I do love what I'm doing. I do love how I'm helping people. So I feel like just finding a passion is the biggest thing I could maybe suggest. And then once you find that passion, just growing roots and just anchoring yourself in a couple key topics that you really enjoy the most.
That is great advice. And even for me, who's a college student right now, I definitely want to take a lot of those lessons moving forward. Because, yeah, you've obviously been doing a great job. And it's so nice, honestly, to hear that you love what you're doing. And even working to 3 a.m. is not exhausting. I think that is a feeling that not a lot of people can relate to. But I think both of us agree we wish more people were able to achieve. So my next question is, who inspires you? Are there any activists, past or present, or people in your life right now that have kept you motivated in your work?
So there are a couple people that inspire me. So I guess I'll first start with the people in my school or the people in like the local community. And by far, I would say I have two key mentors that have helped me throughout this process. One is Miss Olivieri. She was the well-being counselor for my school. And so she really was there from the beginning, where I was just like talking about all these big ideas and how I was going to plan them out. And she was there to be like, hey, okay, I know you have these great ideas, but here's how you can actually turn this into fruition. You know, it can't just be something that you talk about, but if you're passionate about it, go for it. And so she then linked me with my other mentor. His name is Dante. He's at Giving Tuesday. And so now I'm a Giving Tuesday ambassador as well for their Spark program or their youth program.
And so through that, he's been able to really connect me with a lot of cool opportunities on how to, one, grow, love my skin, but also grow me as a person and grow to be the activist I am today. He actually just had a call with me like 2 weeks ago where he was telling me that in this sector, he was saying that he feels like more youth are needed, more young people are needed. And so he said that just if you are that one brave person that can stand up and be like, hey, I'm going to fight for what I believe and I'm going to fight for this cause, other people will follow, you know. And I would say outside of those two mentors, another person that really inspires me is Oprah Winfrey. So I just found really through her work over the years has really inspired me because she's one, a minority in color, a minority or a woman of color in media, but also just her work around helping with education, helping with activism has really been super important. So, you know, so for example, her helping to adopt kids in Africa and build a school for them has really been something that resonated with me because I also, like I mentioned, went to Africa and helped kids. So just being able to have some of those connections to her, especially also trying to drive Love My Skin, which is like a media or a social media type of platform, really being able to see what she's doing has really inspired me to know that I can take this thing so much further if I just keep pushing.
That is amazing. And I think in the same way that you have been inspired, you will go on to inspire so many people, whether it's through this podcast, through your work, or like even right now, just through this conversation with you, I feel so inspired and so motivated to kind of do the things that I want to do as well. So just know that you will one day be Oprah Winfrey to a young girl or a young boy or a young anybody, a young person. But anyway, finally, to end off the podcast, what is one piece of advice you would give to young people who want to start on their advocacy journey?
So first, I would say to choose an area which you personally resonate with the most and which you feel passionate about. Because I feel like if you're an advocate, you really need to be able to, with your whole heart and your whole chest, be like, I love what I'm doing and I want to spread this word to others. So that's the first thing I would suggest. And then the second thing I would suggest is really embracing the challenges that come along the way. So for example, while making Love My Skin, it actually was rejected from the App Store for about 2 months before it was able to be accepted. And so it was me sending those appeals or constantly really did build also my strength, but also my passion in that area. So just really remember that along the way, there will be roadblocks, there will be setbacks, there will be challenges. And I don't want to get anyone the illusion that this process is something that's going to be streamlined or smooth, but it is something that's definitely fulfilling if you really do love what you're doing. So embrace those challenges and keep moving, because as you embrace challenges and as you embrace change that comes along with your advocacy journey, you do also become stronger and you do really gain the confidence that you need to be able to, let's say, go and speak in front of a group of people or go and speak in front of maybe powerful figures in Congress. You really do gain that strength and confidence in yourself that, hey, I can do this. I do have points behind what I'm saying. I can back up what I'm saying. And also, I love what I'm doing. Never, ever lose that, the love that you have behind it. While you're tired, while all these other things are happening on the back, don't forget why you're doing what you're doing. And just remember to always stay focused.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I feel so inspired right now. So before we end off for today, is there any last things you want to say to our audience, whether it's about your company, about yourself?
Yeah. So I just wanted to encourage you all to follow the Love My Skin Instagram. It's _love_my_skin_. And so on there, I post a lot of affirmations from the app along with just some updates about what's going on in my life and also what's going on with the Love My Skin app. So it's a great place if you want to just get that daily affirmation. You can access it through Instagram and also be able to see what we're up to, what new ventures we're going through, all that with Love My Skin. So would love for you guys to join that community. And I really do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my story today and everything like that.
Thank you so much, Audrey. Thank you for creating this space, and thank you for being an inspiring young person.